The United States of America, known as the land of the free, home of the brave, has come to symbolize freedom throughout the world. People from all nations and from all walks of life have called the United States their home. The United States has welcomed them with open arms. Indeed, the famed Statue of Liberty is the embodiment of the fulfillment of this dream. In New York's public education system alone, its student body represents 145 countries of the world. The United States has a deep affinity with Supreme Master Ching Hai. With her boundless love and compassion, Supreme Master Ching Hai has provided humanitarian assistance to many parts of the United States. In 1993, she sent relief teams to provide financial and material assistance to the victims of the six Midwestern states that were severely affected by heavy rain and flooding. On December 27, 1997, at the benefit concert A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms, Supreme Master Ching Hai generously contributed $100,000 each to the Vietnam Children's Fund and U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. Following year, at another benefit concert, One World of Peace Through Music, she once more contributed generously, with two charity organizations being the recipients of her love. St. Jude Children's Research Hospital received $150,000 US, and the Starlight Children's Foundation received a check for $100,000 US. And in the face of the worst human tragedy to ever occur on U.S. soil on September 11, 2001, Supreme Master Ching Hai had also responded by immediately sending relief teams from around the country and all over the world to Ground Zero in New York City. Supreme Master Ching Hai's financial contributions amounted to over $300,000 US to organizations aiding the victims. To this day, Supreme Master Ching Hai continues to extend her loving compassion to all parts of the U.S. From Virginia, Ohio, Kentucky, Alabama, to California, Florida, Texas, Hawaii, and other states. We now invite you to listen to the following discussion with Supreme Master Ching Hai and our association members entitled Just Be Satisfied with What We Have in New Jersey, USA in June
1992. Was a monk in India, and he used to go out and begging for something. Yes, and he only have one cloth, you know, the long cloth that he cover where he's supposed to, and then it's no problem, he's contented, you know. And every day he go out and have alms from people begging, and have enough to eat, and then he go and meditate, very beautiful, and he have a small hut. He have only one cloth. Oh, he have two. He has two. One he wash and one he wear, okay? So sometimes he goes out and he puts his cloth on the roof to dry. And then come the mouse, you know, and always tear his cloth into ribbons. And then he have to go out and beg for another piece of cloth, yeah? So it happens many times like this. So the monk was at a loss what to do. So other people, you know, the neighbors, advise him, say, you cannot go on forever begging for cloth. Why, you just keep a cat, and then the cat will take care of the mouse, and you have no problem. Oh, who is going to keep donating cloth for you all the time like this? So the monk, after many times begging, so he said, okay, this is not bad, okay, so he keep a cat. And somebody come along and give him a cat. And now the cat is here, so he has trouble. He has to go out and beg for some milk for the cat. So some good-hearted person come along and tell him, you cannot go on forever, go out and begging milk for the cat, and food for the cat, you know. Just keep a cow. Because we don't mind to give you milk, but if we have to give milk for the cat as well, you know, it's a little bit too much. It's okay, we give, but everyone else is not the same. They will not give it to you every day. Then you have to sacrifice your milk for the cat even. So keep a cow. We have a cow. We can donate to you. And you can. Be very convenient. You have milk for yourself, and the cow also give you some of his waste, and you can use it for cooking. Also, everything convenient. Everything convenient. So they also have the cow ready for him also. Yes. Anyhow. But in India, even, you can get a cow at any cost. You understand? They just walk around, and maybe you just get one. Some of them are ownerless, you know, homeless, homeless cow. So anyhow, after much consideration, and the monk accepted the cow. Yes. So now he has to milk the cow and all that. Okay? And now he has to go out and beg the straw for the cow. The straw. Because he's a monk, and he live in that part of the Himalaya, no grass so much. Have to beg for the straw, for the cow, and build a shelter for him and all that. Okay, now so far so good. But then someone else will come along and advise him, say, you cannot go on begging forever for straw. Who's going to give you all the time straw for the cow, you know? I mean, we feed you, but we don't, not applies to feed your cow and your cat and all that. So, you know, keep a housemaid, you know, keep a housemaid. Marry a wife. Get her married. So now the monk is in serious problem. Yeah. Because the monk doesn't know how to cultivate, you know. Therefore, he said, the good advisor said to him, well, you can keep a housemaid. You know, a farmer male, or marry a farmer, so that you can cultivate land. We have so much land around here, all wild. You can cultivate, and then you can have enough straw for your cow, and also you have enough, you know, corn and wheat, all that, for you to eat. So, you know, now it's getting more and more serious. So the monk marry. Yes. And afterward, they cultivate the farm, all right. But then they have children, and they have to take care of the children, and then have to get the teacher for the children and all that. And it's getting bigger and bigger business. And one of those days, his master came back. And he was keep asking for the so-and-so monk that's supposed to live in a hut next to the river 3 years ago. And nobody knows if there's such a monk. At all. So he keep asking his way up to the farm of these monks. And then he realized what had happened. All because of a piece of lawn cloth. Yes, one extra more. If he has only one, he wear it, no problem. He has two. One to wear and one to dry, to wash, that's why. So that's what happened. It was a true story. That's a true story. And the monk was so much regret after his master came back. But the master do not stay. He said, I told you to practice. I didn't tell you to keep cows, dog, cat, wife, children. Yeah, and then he has a whole farm, and then he has to hire so many farmers because so many things, you know, they grow and they keep expanding. And it become like a farm. You understand? He left everything in the world to become a monk. In order to be detached from the world and to have minimum necessity for his life. And then he ended up wealthy, a big farmer, with cattle, many cattle, and a wife and children, and many workers, and getting bigger and bigger all the time. And he's so busy counting money and, you know, checking the harvest and that. He has no time for meditation anymore. It's all finished. Monk job finished. Get another job. And just like a lay person. You should not be attached to monk or not monk. Okay? You all are monks. Just because you still earn your money and looking after your family doesn't mean you're not monks. If you keep the precepts and you meditate and you enlighten, you are enlightened and you are very detached to this world and all the things that you have inside, truly detached, then you are monks. Understand? So just try to meditate more and look up into your own master inside and the monk inside. There is a person inside who has never become contaminated. He was always a monk. That person is you. You have it. And you always will have it. All of you are enlightened. The monks and not monk. The monks are the full-time job, dedicate to God. Layperson of part-time. Part-time devotees, understand? You devote as much time as you can for the holy cause, for God and for the Master, yeah, and for the disciples, for our brothers and sisters. And the monks are the ones who dedicate all his time. So one is full-time, one is part-time, understand? And that's all there is the difference. And if you still think of monk and not monk, you can never become a Buddha. If you think you are a woman, if you think you are a man, you never become a Buddha. Understand? We are no man, no woman, no monk, no lay. We are only soul, we are only wisdom and love. That's what we are. Monks and lay people do have all this. Same stuff, same quality. Understand? The monks are those who are lucky that they dedicate all their life to the cause of many people. It's lucky for them, that's all. They have an easier life, more leisure, yeah? More time to sleep or to to walk around, yes, and to work. And monks, they are just here so that you come, you have a nice place, understand? And also nice for them. And should I need them anytime, they're ready. That's the difference, understand? Not necessary that the monk are more enlightened than you. Not necessary. So try to be moderate in your life, you know, concerning everything, eating, sleeping, or having relationship with wife and husband, just to be moderate, yeah? Try to be more inside than on the physical level. That is monkhood, understand? And if you are already detached to whatever you do in this world and whatever you have in this world, you already achieve monkhood. Understand or not? Surely you must have more respect, yeah, for the monks, because they dedicate all their time and life for you, for me, for God, understand? So in that case, we respect them. But also we have to say that they are very lucky. They have already enough luck. Understand? But try to respect yourself also more, because you are also holy. You are in the circle of sainthood. Yeah. Understand? And you try to work very hard with life, and you struggle for your family and your loved ones to fulfill your duties. It's also a very respectable position. There's no need to cling to an outer appearance. But I understand this place has a little bit more attraction. Because the monks, they stay here all the time. And they meditate every day. And so every time you come, you see somebody. But when in a meditation center, ordinary one, you don't see anybody there, except when you come for group meditation. So it's a little bit cold. Understand? Cold. But you can take turn to rotate. For example, Monday night, how many people on duty there? Or Tuesday night, how many people on duty? And you always meditate in that meditation center. Then the atmosphere also become very warm. And take turn. Or maybe Monday, who is on duty? In case some of the other people who are interested to come. And always meet somebody there. Understand? you have a board outside, say, what time at night, because daytime you're busy. So in the evening, what time to what time, you will see guests, for example, like that. So in this way, you practice also your monkhood. You practice your wisdom. You give out what you earn inside. That's also good for you. And then you will know how far you have gone and how much you have achieved. So no need to for monk. Understand? The monk, they are more, they're just a little bit more relaxed and they have less worry. You understand? So whenever they come to you, maybe you feel a little bit more relaxed, yeah? And they're not so hurry, and they're not so excited about things. Most of the monks are like that, but not all of them, huh? Not all of them. That is the only difference, huh? Because you are like people, probably you are a little bit more excited because come home from work or headache with many projects and many business affairs. So a little bit different, that's all. Monks, they are carefree. Everything is taken care of. And they meditate every day. They are very lucky people already. No need to even praise them. They're too lucky. Yeah? But I also respect you very much, the lay people. Yeah, you have a lot of work to do. And you take care of many people, of your families. And it's not easy to work in the world outside with a lot of competition and pressure. And despite all this, you still continue to practice and meditate as much as you can every day and have faith in the path and in the master and in the community. Therefore, it is very difficult, very rare. Actually, you deserve praise for the monks. It's so easy. Yeah? The monks, they have it easier. Understand? They just stay here. Have nice things. But that's the way. That's their way. They choose it. And you choose to be outside. Each one choose what he wants. And each one has disadvantage and advantages from the way he chooses. Just be sincere to what you have chosen and walk the way. And there's monk or not monk. Always master inside. Yeah? In China, numerous people never have a chance to even see me in person. They might never have a chance in all their life. They could not even see the monk for the whole week, you understand? They might see them 1 or 2 days and that's it, in a long time. And they're already happy enough that they have found the path, that somebody has transmitted to them, that they know how to practice. They're very satisfied. Of course they love to see me. But you understand what I mean? You cannot always ask for more and more. You already have too much. You've seen me many of times, and you have so many monks visiting you. But the Chinese people in China, mainland China, and the Vietnamese in Vietnam, they're so eager, so longing, and they can never see a glimpse of me or any monk. Understand? So we have to know... Even though we don't have enough, but we have much more than many other people. Otherwise, we never have enough. We keep asking all the time, like the monk in this story. And you end up in trouble. Okay? I think you have enough. Enough.
Okay. All right. Well, the question is that I, as you mentioned before, you know, I'm in the outside world and I have a busy life.
Yes.
So when
yes.
it comes to Saturdays, I prefer to stay home and meditate. I feel that that's absolutely fine. I feel, you know, that I'm not missing out on anything, and it's an effort for me to go to the center. And
I don't have car, yeah.
Right. No, not only that. It's just that I'm out every single day, and then the weekend I like to stay home.
Yeah, sure.
And I meditate longer hours when I stay home.
Uh-huh.
And I just wanted to say that is valuable, too.
If you meditate at home, it's all right. It's all right.
Okay.
If that is better for you.
It is.
But some people, they feel it's more beneficial when they meditate together in a group.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they exchange their view and all that. Sometimes people find it's the group meditation is more powerful. Yes. But if you think you don't need this, it's no force, you know. People, they come here on their own choice. And because they know the benefit of group meditation. It's not that I force them. You understand what I mean? As long as you stay on the path and you think you are always progressing, Even practicing alone is all right. You have master, so you have two. Two, a group meditation for two. But sometimes the group meditation is very beneficial. That's why Jesus say in the Bible, say, when two sit together in my name, I'll be with them. But in some cases, we cannot always find two, so we have two, one with the master. So we cannot lose any.
I just wanted to share with you, I was walking at the park, at the High Point Park here New Jersey.
Yes.
And I looked up into the trees, and all the leaves were full of caterpillars, mm-hmm. and they were eating the leaves of the trees.
Yes.
And one of them was eating, and he ate himself off the tree, and, mm-hmm. and the leaf floated down,
and he fell down. Down too.
He kept eating. He was like he didn't notice it at all.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. That's all.
So what is it? What a philosophy, huh? Eat himself off the tree and don't even notice it. Yeah, these are sentient beings, you know. They busy themselves to death and they don't even know that they die. That's the trouble. Yes, yes.
I have one question. Would it be unwise for me to become involved with and have a life with someone not initiated into the Kuan Yin method and who is also not a vegetarian?
Maybe he would change into a vegetarian if he loves you enough. Yeah, people might change, you never know. Hmm? But it's better to talk it over, huh? I understand all this. So try to make the best out of it, eh? Make compromise, talk with each other. See what you can do, all right?
Hmm.
It doesn't do him any harm, it gives him a change. And also, good for his body and good for you. Hmm? All right? Yeah.
This is regard to the meditation. Okay, if you get to a certain level and then somehow you got pulled down, when we start over again and it's time for us to leave or die, or do we go to that level or we go to the level that we just got pulled down?
Third understand. Level. Then you stay in that down level, of course. What do you think? If you are on the top of the ladders and you are pulled to the middle of it, then suddenly you die, then you are there, no? You're in the middle of it. It's okay. Don't worry about levels so much.
Most of people come here every week.
Yeah?
From Boston.
Yes. Oh,
most of Boston people.
Because here they feel this belongs to them.
Right.
And trees and all that, and they feel good. That's all. Yeah. It's all right. It's kind of vacation. Weekend vacation. Many people drive many hours to the sea.
Yeah.
Or to a retreat like this. Even outside of people. Yeah?
Right.
Just now I have received a few Americans, as you have seen. They drive from here to the beach. It takes them 3.5 hours. Yeah. They do that every weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Just to go to be the sea, to be in the seaside, at the seaside. So why not you come here? Huh? It costs you nothing here. It costs a lot of money to go to the beach, just to listen to the outside sea waves. And here it costs nothing, and we can listen to the inside. I feel very good now when I come here, in this center, this time. Feels like staying, because of the atmosphere, I guess, yeah? When I came here the other day, I was all alone. There were a few monks around, only nobody here. And we walked all over places and saw all of your construction. You know, beautiful, visible and all that. It's beautiful. I see you put a lot of love in it, in this place. Therefore, it feels very different this time when I'm back to this center. So even if we have a bigger place and cheaper and more convenient, I would be reluctant to sell this now after you have put so much love in it. You have to work for the people, that's all. To serve people in every convenient way we can.
We are very happy to have you with us today on Between Master and Disciples. Please tune in to Supreme Master Television every day for insightful and inspiring lectures from Supreme Master Ching Hai. More positive programming coming up next. Please keep that dial right here on Supreme Master Television. May your spirit be light and bright with God's blessings and grace.